You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I am Dan Keller, and this show first aired March 31st, 2024. As the cost of living crisis continues, and action and support from government lags, local organizations have sprung up or redoubled their mutual aid efforts over the past several years. And while the effects of high housing costs have been at the forefront of many discussions, record-high food prices remain an important issue. Since the fall of 2020, the Laurier Students' Public Interest Research Group, or LSPIRG, and Martin Luther University College have run a project out of the college called the Free Weekly Distro, offering free foods and basic home items every Thursday to anyone who needs them. While the project webpage states the distro started in response to, quote, the serious level of food insecurity that was compounded due to COVID-19 unemployment and existing services being closed, unquote. And it continues weekly today as food costs have continued to rise. While initially a strict no ID required policy was followed, surging demand led the organization to begrudgingly restrict access to the distro only to Wilfrid Laurier University students in the fall of 2023. This show features an interview with Tavia Weber, the Distro Program Development and Partnerships Coordinator at Luther. Weber talks about the program's origin and necessity, the effects of the high cost of living on students, ideas on how the project can grow, and the massive growth in the program's use. Tavia Weber also discusses efforts she would like to see to combat food insecurity, build community while building organizing capacity, and how the free weekly distro fits into the broader sharing economy. Now for the interview with Tavia Weber, who starts with an introduction of her work with the free weekly distro.
My name is Tavia Weber. My official title is Development and Partnership Coordinator. Since I've come on, I've helped not merchandise, but create the logo, created some of our color schemes to print it together and make it look more like a grocery store. Part of my role is finding funding because we are self-funded with donations and grants. Distro itself is essentially a free grocery store once a week for students at Laurier and Luther.
How do students get access to this distro, and is it students only?
At the moment, it is students only. That is a change we had to make this fall because throughout the summer, we noticed we had a lot of Conestoga College students, some UW students, and some community members, which we're happy to help, but our budget from September just couldn't survive that. So now we ask to see just your Laurier student card at the door. We're not taking names or numbers, just making sure that you are an active student. The multi-faith room at Luther, which is kind of a room for conferences, for different worships. So we get it Thursday afternoon. We're there from 1:30 to 5:30. Students actually start lining up around noon. If you come by the Luther building at 1 o'clock, they're lined out the door some days. We are in constant communication with other services on campus. So the dean's office knows about us and we refer students. The GSA and the mini market know about us and we refer students back and forth. The students' union knows about us and we both refer students back and forth. We advertise on LSPIRG's and Luther's social media. And honestly, we didn't really advertise until this year because, again, our budget, we were scared to. We just couldn't sustain feeding that many people. We were kind of like word of mouth kind of advertising. And now we're much more open. We have our brochures. We had our social media campaign. We just did a fundraiser with the staff of Laurier. So we're out there.
How many students are served in a week usually, and has that number been growing?
Between 150 to 200 each Thursday, and that's in 4 hours. So since September, I don't have the last 2 weeks attendance, but we're sitting at about 4,700 visitors.
Is that higher than in previous years?
Yes. Our growth, like in the first year in 20 and 2021, we peaked at about 60 students a week and then tripled the next year and have grown about 20% more since. And it's not just us. It's everywhere, right? The Food Bank of Waterloo Region last year received 300% more funding from students.
Why did the distro get going? Why is it important that it exists?
We started in COVID when everything on campus was closed and students couldn't access resources they normally could. So that's when Carly from LSPIRG and Anne from Luther got together and they had basically a fold-out table outside the Luther building with some non-perishables. So they started off with just like an attendance of 3 people that first week. And as we like to say, we've been growing ever since. The only Thursdays that we are not open is when the unit closed for emergency. It's important for students to know that it's consistent. We're always there. If you can't make it in, we do offer that you can contact us and we can arrange to get groceries to the student, which that was important during COVID when students were like, I can't leave my house. We have COVID. So like, okay, we'll drop off some groceries for you.
Are deliveries still part of that?
They are. It is listed on our website, and Carly will mention it occasionally, but I don't think many students have taken us up on it recently.
How do the different organizations involved work together to accomplish the goals of the program? You mentioned, you know, LSPIRG and Luther.
They created Distro. So LSPIRG is responsible for obtaining volunteers and training the volunteers and social media. Luther, we've slowly been taking over their building. They're so generous with this. Not only do we have the room on Thursday, essentially take it over Wednesday night when we pick up our bread delivery from Cobbs. Cobbs gives out end-of-day products to charities every day of the week. It's amazing. She has 3 locations in Waterloo and a charity for each one of them every night of the week. So Thursdays, it's us and Mount Zion Church sharing the delivery from the Northfield location, which looks like about 8 large Rubbermaid bins of bread and rolls and sweet treats. Yeah, we start taking over the building Wednesday night with that and start setting up in the distro room Thursday morning. We have a large commercial refrigerator in one of the janitor's closets. We take over the small kitchen that Luther has. We now take over the room they call the sacristy because that's where we have volunteers bagging bulk items into smaller portions. So on Thursday, Luther is all distro.
Sounds like there's a lot of volunteers.
We have about 60. And that includes community service learning students with the Luther classes. They do like a volunteer placement with us for a term. Then we have committee members, someone that picks up eggs on his way home from night shift in the morning every Thursday week morning. He goes out to Elmira and drops our eggs off for us.
We are in a G7 nation with a healthy GDP. In a city where the average house costs almost $800,000, it's a pretty affluent place. How can the problems that the distro addresses exist here?
Rising housing costs, you have rising grocery costs. COVID didn't create problems, but it definitely shone a spotlight on many of them. And tuition's gone up a bit. We spent the first year that I worked with Distro trying to address the narrative that of the starving student, that it's okay because, I lived on hot dogs and ramen when I went to university, so why shouldn't this generation? And now it's like, we know that's not healthy. We know it's not good physically. We know it's not good for mental health. And why is it an expectation on our young people that this is the norm? And I think COVID helped get rid of that sort of idea. Then the idea that everyone is now that we should all have access to good food. And it's not just lower class families that are being affected by high grocery costs. Like it is the middle class family and even upper class families who they are noticing a big change in their grocery budget. And it's hard. And then you have the university students who don't have the ability to work full-time, are paying way more for housing on a monthly rental basis. We have other expenses that I, as a house owner, and I'm going to go with older grown-up, don't have anymore. Groceries are the first thing that's easy to make cutbacks on.
Are there interventions governments of any level or large institutions like the universities could do to address the failings that the distro is responding to?
I think it would be amazing, and this is where I sort of campaign for, a high school and grade school level breakfast program would be great for that level of nutrition. And then in the universities, it would be amazing if universities provide more support during that first year. I know that 20% of the students we see at Distro are international students. We did a survey in November, and that was like the one demographic question we asked was, what kind of student are you? Are you undergraduate? Are you graduate? Are you international? Are you full-time? Are you part-time? And I think that we have a lot of students coming to university who, in that first year, there's so much going on. If there was a lunch program or a required meal program that was affordable, there would be more support for them that first year and allow them to figure things out and carry on through the next couple of years. Yeah, in my spare time, I volunteer with Food for Kids and I chat with Nutrition for Learning. So it's at all levels.
Mutual aid is highlighted in the distro's information. Can you tell us about mutual aid as a model to address some of these systemic barriers within the capitalism?
Well, Carly likes to point out that we all have a responsibility to take care of each other. At distro, we really try to make it not feel like a food bank. There's this grocery store. It's available to everyone. If you're able to bring something, that's great. If you're not, that's okay too. It's looking out for each other and trying to take away the stigma from being food challenged. In terms of the greater society, again, it's lending libraries. It's working together in a community gardens. That's kind of the focus that we've taken on at Luther. I know that at our distro market each week, we have brochures about menstrual equity, and I know Ellsberg's highly involved in that and making sure that products are available on campus for women who need them.
But it's not charity.
No, it's not. And we never want anyone to feel like that, which is why we've never asked anyone to prove need. And even the switch to asking to see your student card in September made us all very uncomfortable. We spent the whole month of August compiling resources, making a brochure, knowing that we were cutting off some people from our service and speaking to them personally, saying, okay, like, come September, I'm really sorry, you won't be able to use this, but here are these other groups and organizations that we found that you can go to. If they really can't help you, then come back to us and we'll figure out what we can do, because we don't want to have people be part of our community and then feel kicked out.
Will the distro be expanding, or what's next for the distro?
We are talking more with the GSA's mini market on campus. We are poking at Laurier's administration. I would love to see for us to become full-time, not just Thursday afternoons, but to have a bigger location, have groceries available every week, have the time and the staff. I mean, this is part of our mandate, is to give lessons too. Like, here's how you can grocery shop more effectively. Like, what expiry dates really mean. I mean, there are only really 5 products that actually expire. The rest is kind of like you do the sniff test and see if it's still good. Community outreach would be amazing to do rather than just a Band-Aid option of, here's some groceries, see you next week. And if we could teach students how to rally and advocate for themselves, that'd be awesome too. Be like, here's a list of your government representatives. Phone them, write to them, tell them what's important to you. Make sure you get out there and vote. My children laugh at me at home because I tell them they're 17 and 15 now. I'm like, when you're old enough, make sure you vote because you want different things than your grandmother does.
How does this fit into other programs that exist in the region around sharing, or more of a maybe even a cultural shift towards some of these ideas like lending libraries? How does the distro fit into that?
We're very insulated just being on campus, but it's getting that mentality to students of sharing, of you don't need to own certain items. You can borrow for when you need it, and then the next person that needs it takes it. Like for the lending library, it started off as a lending library, and now it's housed over with the Department of Sustainability, and it's called the Free Store. But it's still essentially items are dropped off. You can take them. You can bring them back. If you need to keep them forever, they're yours. If you only need them for a semester, when you bring them back, someone else will take them. I think heading away from the culture of having things and going back to a culture of using things and sharing things. I noticed that my house and what I accumulate in my own home is very different from what I see when I go to my mother's. Her house is full of stuff that she's purchased, and it's important to her because it costs so many dollars, and it's sitting there doing nothing for those so many dollars.
Yeah, and the lending libraries like that, I think there is a cultural shift in there of not needing to consume it. And also with housing prices, having less space or having precarity in housing, you're not able to accumulate as many things.
Yeah, it's just being more, I mean, for me at home, it's more thoughtful about what I want and need, what is good for my family, what we can use and share with our friends. Like, I know there's a tool library in Elmira that our friends use. It's like a little co-op in the community. They've got a shared trailer, and it's full of tools. So they've all just take turns with the tools. For distro, for our what we call our wall of friends, we've made a display with leaves in the shape of a tree of donors. We went to the Cambridge Library to use their laser cutting machine there. And while there, I was looking, and they've got sewing machines, they've got a Cricut. it's amazing. You don't have to own these things yourself. You can just go to a lending library and use them.
To wrap up the interview, Tavia Weber expressed enthusiasm for partnering with more organizations on campus and other community organizations, focusing on sharing the bounty with the community.
Like I said, we're really working hard to have a relationship with the Department of Sustainability on campus, who has those same goals of sharing products and not waste. We would love for Laurier to work more on their food waste, and I know that's kind of in the works, but also food services, Aramark, at the end of the day, they're throwing away good food. So we're trying to figure out how we can work to safely rescue that food and redistribute it on campus. We're big users of the Second Harvest app. It's amazing. Grocery stores, restaurants, things like that will post what they have, and it's essentially a quick email. I get it on my phone. It's generally gone within 30 seconds. So we're very excited when we can get one from, say, like the T&T grocery store or the Wholesale Foods, because they usually have stuff that's amazing for our little grocery market. But it's connecting basically surplus items that are still good, but the store can't sell because it's one day past the expiry date, with charities in the area that need it. At the end of the day, if we have leftovers, which happens more often in the summer than in the fall winter terms, we make sure that we share it with the mini market on campus. What they can't take, we take over to House of Friendship, to the local food fridges in the area, especially the Kitchener Market one and the one on Lawn Street behind the coffee shop. So it's really a cycle of making sure there's not waste and sharing the bounty, essentially, with everyone we can.
You have been listening to Tavia Weber, the Program Development and Partnerships Coordinator at Luther College for the free weekly distro. Weber spoke about the growing need for the distro and the mutual aid model the project employs, and how the distro fits within a larger sharing economy. For more information on the free weekly distro, check out freeweeklydistro.org. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in.